The Man with a Golden Adam's Apple. There were four crates of chickens hanging from the topmost bough of an elm tree near the fairgrounds. A Mack truck with a badly damaged fender was just pulling to a stop across the road when a lightly clad old lady, her shawl draped like a tired wing, and with hip boots of bright yellow fur on her shriveled up legs, suddenly transformed herself into a shepherd boy and went crazy running off over the horizon. At that precise moment, a door opened in the sky, and the man with the golden Adam's apple stepped briskly down. The driver of the Mack backed into a turnoff, gunned her up so hard she blew the muffler, then slouched limp at the big wheel, a tiny black hole appearing as if by magic in the middle of his forehead. The man with the golden Adam's apple holstered his deadly automatic, swore softly, taking out a purple bandana, removed something from the crown of his Homburg. It didn't even then look up at the chickens. Instead, being a fellow with a keen sense of proportion, and mindful ever of his responsibility to society, he built a fire and set up light housekeeping in it.